fox, but it's larger and it lives in the woods or the mountains.
The wolf.
Okay. And the place where a lot of corn was grown is called a corn
field.
And we might plant some turnips and lettuce out
in the garden.
Okay. And the holiday in November where we have turkey is
Thanksgiving.
Okay. And a highway could be made out of not cement but like you talked about before.
Asphalt.
Or if it's not black like that.
Maybe.
It's what the sidewalks are made out of.
That's concrete.
Okay. And the state north of Georgia, where Nashville and Chattanooga are.
Tennessee.
Okay, and if a person is in trouble, you try to... What? Okay.
You try to... work or try to help.
Okay. And if something isn't wide, then it's...
narrow.
Okay, and... you might say, well, I'd like to help you, but I just
cannot.
Okay. Would you ever say, I just can't?
Yeah.
Do people say can't?
Oh, yes. I can't and ain't. Well, those are two very common words.
But you would say, I just
can't.
Okay.
I'm not very much on using contractions.
Uh-huh. I noticed that you should not, would not.
I just never have adapted them much.
No reason to.
I've only had plenty of time. More than anything else.
Well, you certainly make yourself clear by saying should not or cannot. No reason to switch. And another name for an automobile is a...
is a car.
Okay. And my mother might say to me, well, this man is your uncle, and his wife is
your aunt.
Okay. And have you ever heard aunt?
My aunt. Auntie aunt.
Uh-huh.
As our general expression, aunt.
Mm-hmm. Do people say aunt like, oh, Aunt B or Auntie
yeah.
somebody?
Uh-huh. Aunt Mary.
Okay. And before birds lay their eggs, they build their
nest.
Okay. And children used to sit on benches at school, but now they sit at
tables.
Okay, or what's another way to say that?
Desk.
Okay. And before a boy fights, he might clench both of his
fists.
Okay. And a small flying insect that bothers you in the summertime, it stings and then itches.
Mosquito.
Okay. And the white things that float around up in the sky. You can see some
clouds.
Thank you. And right now we're sitting inside the
kitchen.
Okay, well, the whole building.
House.
Okay. And if a small troublesome animal was getting at your chickens at night, and you didn't know just what it was, but it was some animal, is there a word you could use to describe him? You wouldn't say a fox or something because you didn't know it was, but some is getting my chickens.
I wouldn't know what to say.
Would you ever say varmint?
Yes, but I never have known what a varmint was. Yes, I've heard that varmint.
Uh-huh.
V-R-M-I-N-T.
Have you ever heard it referred to people?
Well, they don't. A varmint, I've never heard that referred to as a person.
Uh-huh.
A vermin, I've always thought that was, accepted that as an animal.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what about a little animal that lives in the ocean and gets to be about that long and it's pink and it curls up?
That must be a shrimp.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And suppose you had a wool sweater and you didn't want it to dry up when you wash it. You use cold water because hot water makes it
shrink.
Okay. And what am I doing now?
Pointing.
Okay.